Tackle made by number 60, Logan Hulbert, the junior defenseman for the Ugly Bearcats. Second down, goal to go from the 8-yard line for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 20-20, all Harbor Beach needs to do is score.
You just can't count out this Bearcat defense. Absolutely they are not. So Absolutely gritty, not. They are so tough. And, man, does Logan Hulbert, is he having himself a nice day? And he might only have 6 tackles. He's got a couple of them for loss, make it about 8. But he's been big for that Bearcat defensive line. He's been a force to be reckoned with, and that's made Colton Rosenthal and Nathan Partica even better. That's second down and goal from the 8.
Anderson under center, T formation. Hand off to Devin Puff. He gets down to about the 7-yard line for a gain of a yard. Tackle made by number 57, Adam Weber on the Ubley front line. Now third down, a goal to go from the 7-yard line. Ubley's defense making stops when they need to.
And I'm glad Adam Weber made the tackle because I left him out on the last conversation. Good for him. Another senior on that defensive line having a heck of a nice game as well. Adam Weber there. Ubley Bearcat defense not stunned by their offense not scoring. Matter of fact, they come out and play even better when that offense fails on them. So now it looks like, Clark, they might have marked that down for no gain here. So third down and 8. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit surprised that they're still in the tee. I thought maybe you'd see a spread offense formation.
Anderson goes down and they look to pass down to the corner of the end zone. This one's intercepted. Ethan Lemke brings it in, and the double overtime results in no points on either side of the ball. We are now headed to triple overtime. My, oh my, triple overtime. And as I flip the page onto our second page of possessions on this night,
I am stunned because if you're going to throw the ball, first of all, you throw it out of the spread, not the wing tee. And second of all, Michael Anderson throws it not into single coverage or double coverage. He throws it into triple coverage. And when the ball is thrown over the head of a very tall and lanky target in Mason Yon, it floats into the arms of who else? Ethan Lemke in the back of the end zone as he's able to haul in a very easy interception. And we are going to triple overtime.
20-20, now we flip ends. No, I do. I think we might have a coin toss now. I can't say I've really refreshed on my triple overtime rule book lately. But regardless, it's 20-20 now. As the Ubley Bearcats and Harbor Beach Pirates duking it out in a rematch of all rematches here. The third time they've met in the playoffs in history. The fourth time they played each other twice in the season since 1952. And this one is chalking all of itself up for everything we could even possibly imagine on to triple overtime, and we're on to another coin toss.
You know, I don't know if they have any votes for game of the year.
Holy cow.
I think this one unanimously will take a vote.
Regardless of the outcome.
Oh, it doesn't matter who wins now. Of course, I hope you packed a lunch. We might be here all night, Clark.
Oh, my goodness. It's all right. The game started 2 hours and 29 minutes ago. As we're now headed to triple overtime, as neither team can score in double overtime. The first overtime, Harbor Beach scores on their first play. Ubley scores on fourth down. Both teams get the 2-point conversion, something they haven't been able to do all night long. Second overtime, Harbor Beach stops them on fourth down at the 1-yard line. Then Ubley intercepts Michael Anderson on third down.
Wow, what a crazy game. And so, you're absolutely right. Looks like they are going to do a coin toss and renegotiate here everything again.
And it appears that Ubley won the toss again. And so they will elect to defend first, and Harbor Beach will go to that same end zone, far right side of your radio, and Harbor Beach will be on offense first. Triple overtime. Harbor Beach on offense first from the 10-yard line, first down and goal to go. Absolutely crazy game here so far. So defensive battle both sides.
So it appears that just the same way this overtime started, the Ubley Bearcats win the toss, elect to go on defense first, so the Harbor Beach offense will come back on the field, and they are going to try and score into the same end zone yet again.
So Harbor Beach will be on offense from their own 10-yard line. They were just on offense and got intercepted on third down as Michael Anderson threw into double coverage.
And I'm not sure if that's an advantage to the Bearcat defense or not, but Harbor Beach going to get another chance at it here. And I understand the wing tee has been very good to you, but if you're going to throw the ball, I think you got to spread it out. And if you're going to spread it out, I think you do it on first down when you have 10 yards in front of you plus the end zone. It's tough to spread it out from the 2-yard line, but Coach Shelke here going to stick with the wing tee. It's worked for him so far, and No doubt about it. Ethan Hesseling, Devin Finkel in the middle, Devin Puff to the far left.
Anderson under center. There's the snap, hands it off. Quarterback keeper, to the left, dives back in. He's inside the five, spins down to about the 3 yard line. A good cover, good gain on first down. Tackle made by Colton Rosenthal on the Ubley defense. Second down, goal to go. Looks like from about the 3 yard line, a gain of 7 on the play.
And that's what it's going to come down to for both teams, is who can kind of get that big chunk play early in the series to help shorten up this field. This time, Harbor Beach on first down gets a good 7. Boy, the nose of that ball might be touching the 2 yard line. I think that's a good 8 yards.
We'll call it 8 yards.
And that is exactly what you want. Now you got 3 plays to give it your best shot, and punching it in from 2 yards away. Harbor Beach would be shocked here if Devin Puff doesn't get a chance to punch it in.
Everyone on pins and needles for the past 20 minutes, and it's a handoff to Devin Finkel. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Devin Finkel from 2 yards out scores for the Harbor Beach Pirates in triple overtime. On second down and goal to go from the 2 yard line.
Next time when I make a prediction, I'm just going to say Devin's going to score, and that way my odds go up a little bit.
Oh, man, this game is all over the place.
This overtime for Harbor Beach's offense really has been Devin Finkel. He has absolutely shined here in the overtime. Keep in mind, I believe he made the goal line stop.
He did.
On the second series, and he scored both touchdowns now for Harbor Beach. So Devin Finkel having himself an overtime, and now they're going to line up for the all-important two-point conversion.
Harbor Beach was successful on their first two-point conversion in overtime. First time all night. They're now 1-for-3. Still in that T formation. Finkel in the middle. Puff to the left. Hesseling to the right. Hand off to Devin Finkel. He's in. Devin Puff into the end zone. Untouched. Two-point conversion is good. And Harbor Beach goes up by 8 points. It's now Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 20. And now Ubley gets the ball from the 10-yard line, and they need to score and a two-point conversion. They've done it once already in the first overtime. Now here we are in triple overtime.
Wow, what a game this has been. Now, you just can't say enough about the hard work and the really good showing that both of these teams has made. It's a shame that one of them is going to have to lose the night before we go home, but I packed up a lot of clothes, Clark, so I don't know if we're going home yet, but I'm ready for a good finish here. And the Bearcats now got to answer the bell. They allowed a touchdown. They allowed the two-point conversion. And so your offense now has to answer. We'll see what first-year head coach, Coach Becker, has left in his playbook.
You know, Dave, I think you're just trying to make up for lost time. Next week you won't be with us as you'll be getting married. How the audacity to get married on a regional weekend.
Yeah, I didn't plan that out very well, but at least there I get to see a really good game.
Oh,
and hopefully
goodness.
Whoever wins this game, they win next week so I can come back and call a semifinal game. That'd be great.
From the 10-yard line, Ubley hands off to Ethan Lemke at the 9-yard line. He is stopped by big man 76, Evan Smiglinski, for just 1 yard gain. He is fired up. And Ethan Lemke backed into the huddle. A second down, goal to go from the 9-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats. They need to score and get a two-point conversion.
Yeah, first down, they go right to their lead back, their senior leader, running back Ethan Lemke. And unfortunately, he runs right into the arms of 6'6", 300 Evan Smiglinski. Not much there on first down.
This one's been back and forth. 28-20, Harbor Beach currently leading in triple overtime. Handoff, quarterback keeper looking to pass. Sweeney downfield, throws it in the end zone, tipped and incomplete out of the back of the end zone as Sweeney had to throw that one off, and it was right into the back of the end zone, tipped and on incomplete, and now third and goal to go from the 9.
Really interesting scenario there as Garrison Booms is on an island out there, and he has to make the decision. Does he drop back in coverage, or does he come up and try to make a tackle on Sweeney? He retreats into the back of the end zone. Casey Sweeney does not run the ball. He ends up throwing it into coverage, and he just doesn't get it over Garrison Booms' head. Booms deflects it and tips it away safely. Incomplete pass. Now it's third down and a long 9 to go to get into the end zone for the Bearcats.
Sweeney rolls to his right, looking to pass into the end zone. It's down to the 2-yard line and is caught into the hands of number 32. That would be Tyler Jones, the tight end, and it's complete. And now fourth down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Tackle made by number 13, Mason Young.
Both teams,
fourth
get,
and goal
both teams
from the 3.
Get what they want. Ubley gets a completion, gets now inside the 5, down to the 3. The Pirates, preventatively, Mason Yon in the end zone, comes out of the end zone and makes the tackle after no yards after catch. So now fourth down and 3. The